Well, hello, everybody. We talked about this last week on The Dig. We talked about the fact that we were going on site to film a documentary, What Are the Chances? It's something that we've been talking about, has been coming for a while. Been really excited to get this going. Today was the first day that we actually recorded, but we kind of wanted to go in and anybody who hasn't heard this yet kind of explain what's happening. So to start off, there's four of us here on site in Texas. We're just outside. We're in a town called Granbury, just between Dallas and Glen Rose, the two kind of places that we're going to spend some time. But this all started, and we talked about this. We've put out a video about this, me and you, Sean. The little What Are the Chances kind of opener that you kind of put together that was really cool. But the whole point is that this is going off a presentation that my dad used to do and called What Are the Chances, about the differences and the – it's the whole creation versus evolution theme and trying to break down and look what does science have to say about it. How do we prove this from a scientific standpoint, not just sitting there standing on our faith, which we do, but – how do we break this down from a scientific standpoint and really look at the true evidence that's right in front of us? Because God gives us the evidence, but we have to look at that and take it for what it's worth. So that's what this documentary is really about. And today was the kickstart of that. But what do you guys think coming into this as far as what your ideas, your mindset of what this documentary was about? Cause each of you, you know, I've wanted each of you to be part of this. And, you know, there's other people who wanted to be part of this too. I would have loved Liz to be here. I'd love Scott to be here. I'd love, you know, the whole Betsy. I'd love the whole family to be here. Because this is about Dad, where he left off, kind of, but he was in a period of time when we didn't have the ability to reach people the way we do now with the technology we have. So what do you guys think? Just kind of going into this, looking this at face value, the creation evolution topic, and you know how we talked about this beforehand and what it is. Sean, why don't you start out and kind of give us your breakdown, your thought on this?
Well, so on the car ride up here, I told you guys that I think it's fun for me because I don't really have a dog in the race of creation versus evolution. I know what I believe, and for lack of a better way to explain it, the other stuff doesn't really capture my interest. You know, you kind of just open your eyes and look around and something created that, right? And I believe that it's God, and it's because I've had an encounter with God. So for me, I don't know what the vision for this thing is. I feel really lucky to get to be a part of it. Obviously, I never got to meet your dad, and it's cool to see you guys relive, you know, memory lane and go down it, and to see it's a continuation of what somebody was dedicated to. So for me, I don't know exactly. I don't have a vision for this quite yet. But it seems to be unfolding as we go. As far as creation versus evolution goes, though, it's just, to me, it's silly to think that we evolved. You know, even before we started this, that would have been my opinion. Even when I didn't know what I believed in or if I believed in anything, I didn't believe in evolution. You know, that didn't make sense to me. So it's cool. Today was awesome. I probably left today being more intrigued by the conversation. You know, I feel like I got a cool education on some things that I didn't have before. My brain's spinning a little bit more on the topic in a way it probably never has. But yeah, I don't know what it's going to look like at the end, but it's very cool to be here with you guys. And I feel like my job is content creator, video guy for all these years, I get a unique position of getting to be a fly on the wall to some really cool situations and watch it from the outside. That's what I enjoy the most about it, is that I get to be around really intimate, cool moments with people, and I get to just watch And so that's probably been my favorite part of the experience so far, is just being here with you guys and seeing. I feel like I'm getting to know your dad through you guys, which is cool, and through the story and what we're doing. And so, yeah, it's been really cool in that regard.
It was a long drive from Colorado, but 100% worth it. It was quite amazing to just walk in there today, not really knowing what to expect. Because, I mean, Dad meant something to all of us, and it was different things to all of us. And we connected with him in different ways, but the universal truth was what bound us all, which was, you know, Jesus. But essentially, we all sat through his classes. We all sat through his presentations, even if we were not necessarily supposed to be there. We were always there. And I think the saddest thing is that for as many times as I've sat through them, I can't just repeat it word for word by memory, because, you know, I like the hands-on science stuff. I liked what he did, his interactive devotions and everything like that. But when you can see something that he was so passionate about in a different light, and you walk in there and you talk to the people that he was so on fire to talk to and worked with and everything like that, it just really opened up a new door that you didn't always know was really there. I mean, you knew it was there, but it was just like you just didn't see it fully. And walking into it and really embracing it and learning some stuff, it's the groundwork was laid, and now it's just coming to light. It's amazing. And listening to the first interview that we did this morning, I think you could just do a whole documentary on that. Like, that was, like, I'd love to have other people, but there was enough stuff there that you're just, it's going to take me a long time to chew through all that information. And there's just so much that you want to say and do and put into something that it's going to be sad to see what has to be cut out to pare it down. So I'm thinking miniseries. But no, it was amazing. It blew me away walking into a place that didn't look big at all. Looked very small. This was, the name of that was, it's just the Creation Institute. No, that's the one we're going to on Sunday.
Creation Museum.
The Creation Evidence Museum. Creation Evidence. Which we got to talk to a couple of the scientists and everything and all the people that were involved. And it's amazing to see such knowledgeable people getting together. And really just like, not, I'm sure all of them aren't even there because they grew up with it. I'm sure a lot of them are there because there was no other answer after they got so far into their field. Like, this is it. So it's such a powerful thing to be at that and to get to be able to talk to all these people almost one-on-one and do that. So this is going to be an amazing thing. It really is.
So it's me now. Oh, it was an amazing experience this morning, and Dr. Baugh, who we spoke with this morning, just he just laid everything out so awesome, and you could tell he was filled with the Spirit. And just like Stephen, my husband, very much the point of this is not to show how smart you are, or how, you know, you can build this museum or whatever. The point of it is to empty out hell and populate heaven, and to be a witness to people and to show them the truth about who we are, who our Creator is, and what our purpose is here on this earth.
It was really cool when we went in there, you know, it was Dr. Ball, right? So when he said a prayer for us, I don't know if you guys feel this has always kind of been unique with, maybe it's unique with me, and I don't really talk about it a lot, but so when I first came to know the Lord, there was a time in the beginning where I had this physical feeling all the time where I knew that he was present where you were at. I don't know how to explain it. I think we talked about it before on your podcast, where it's like you feel like you're floating off the ground a little bit, my body gets warm. I don't know really how to explain it, but I know that it's the Holy Spirit. I always know when he's present. And today, that's what was really cool. Like, in the midst of setting up the cameras and everything, it was almost random. It was almost like he was led right in that moment to pray, and then immediately I felt that. So it confirmed something. And then even the way that we were, you know, Mike and I, the way we were moving the cameras around, the last minute decisions we made on angles, just the way that it all worked out. You know, it would be great to take some credit for it, right? But it was a pure, what are the chances that people can be in there, right? And we've got the main angle on the speaker, and people are walking around the museum, and it's quiet, and you can't see them in the frame, but you definitely should be able to see them in the frame, you know? So it was really cool. It was one of those times where, you know, for me, you and I have talked about this, where I haven't sounded so excited because I just have a different process of excitement. I get excited when things are finished because I know how much work it is to get there. But I was excited as soon as he said that prayer, and I just felt God there. I was like, oh, we're going to do something. I still don't know what it is, you know, and I'm a firm believer. Things just, they roll out as you go, you know, and, people usually miss out what the next step is because they don't take the first one. And so for this being something we've talked about for so long, you guys have been living it your entire lives, you know. For me and Steve, it's just been like the last year of discussion about, you know, what are we going to do, plan it, and then to be there. And it just feels so right. And then walk into another interview that we didn't plan to have it's so spot on to what we're doing. And I just know how things go. One thing leads to the next thing. And as long as you're in pursuit, God just lines it up. It's been everything in my life. So it was cool today to have that physical feeling, right? Because God's always with us. We know that. But I'm always a little extra grateful when it's like he puts his hand on my back and he's like, you ready to go? And you know, and that's how I felt today. And it was really neat.
I'd second that 100%. Yeah. There was this, like you were saying about the camera shots, just coming together, just moving stuff around. Just give me that lens. All right, put this one on. All right, go over this way. We're going to check that out. And all of a sudden, just bam, there it was. There was a shot. And I don't think that you can look at that whole place and there was just no better place to do it than there, which was kind of cool. And it was so, I don't want to say it was rushed, but it kind of felt like, you know,
I felt like we took 47 years, but it wasn't that long, but it just felt like a lot of pressure. It felt like more pressure after he prayed, because I was like, okay, God's in here, you know, get these cameras right.
You got it, right?
But yeah, I totally agree with you. It's just kind of bonkers. Even looking at I got the laptop in front of me, we were just looking at the shot, and it's very good. It's going to be a cool project.
Oh, yeah.
It already is one.
Beyond excited. You know, I've been excited about this. I've dragged you along on this, and you guys have been, like he said, part of this your whole lives too. I mean, we've been exposed to it since we were younger. So when this started, actually, is when we cleaned out the garage, and I found one of the old presentation sheets that Dad used to present this stuff with. So, you know, when we did that, and it was actually really funny because you were talking about that second interview with Jim Hoff, and we literally were talking about it, that Dad used the presentation was, what are the chances? And that's exactly how he labeled his presentation, was, what are the chances? It's the same thing. And he did a very similar presentation to what Dad used to do, but he's using technology we didn't have access to when Dad used to do this presentation. So we're going to end up getting to dig into that tomorrow and kind of record that and make that part of this as well. We got Dr. Baugh's blessing today on that, and Jim was super excited to share that with us. I just want to go back and say this, because this is the most amazing part of this is, and I haven't told this to everybody, but I'm going to say this, is that I had three different people picked out to do this when we first started, and every one of them fell through. And the three that are put in front of us, God put the, I didn't reach out to these people initially. God put them there. And these people are at the top of this field. These people were handpicked, not by me, but by God. These people were handpicked for this project, which puts so much more pressure the way I feel it, because this is something God is telling us we need to do. This is going to reach millions of people. This is going to blow people's minds. This is going to be a project that we can't even comprehend the reach of it. So, I mean, if you go through, we talked to, I literally reached out to John Adolfi from the Lost World Museum on Facebook Messenger and talked to him on the Dig Bible podcast, the show that we do, you know, and which is where this will be released. But talked to him on that show, and he's like, you know, you really need to reach out to Dr. Baugh. You just really need to talk to him. And that's how we got in touch with Dr. Carl Baugh, which is who we interviewed today. And then Bruce Malone is actually, we reached out to, it was funny, I tried to reach out to the ICR, the Institution of Creation Research, a bunch of times. And I kept getting when I reached out to the actual place, they kept telling me that a person that we all know in our family indirectly from, he used to be a teacher in our school, in a school up there, the college that most of us went to. And we kept trying to reach out to him because he became the head researcher for the ICR and couldn't get through to him. So something I've never said, I tried to guess his email. First guess, got it right. And he emailed me back and goes, I recognize your name. No, you recognize the name, but it wasn't my name. It was my dad's name. I mean, it's my name, but it's dad's name. Like God put that, there's no other way. So, and then he said, you know, you really need to talk to Bruce Malone. And I was like, I don't even know who that is. But he goes, he does this all over the world. I said, okay. So he gave me his information. I reach out to Bruce Malone and said, hey, I'd like to do this. And I'm like, you know, where are you at by chance? He goes, I'm in Midland, Michigan. I was like, well, I used to live just outside of Saginaw. I'm like literally 20 minutes from Midland. And he goes, yeah, I knew your name. He goes, I've presented with your dad before. I'm like, you got to be kidding me right now. Like the whole thing comes full circle. It doesn't make sense because it's not something I did. It's not something any of us did. It's something God put in place because there's a purpose for this. And that's what's been the driving force behind this for literally almost a year to get us to the point we're at now. And even Bruce Malone, who was the one that was up in Midland, said, you know what? I'm actually going to be at Dr. Baugh's museum in August. Why don't you just come then? Because then you can talk to both of us. And it's just everything just boom, boom, boom. And then Dr. Clary's like, hey, you know, I'm in, they're in Dallas at the ICR. He's like, well, you're all right here. Top people in their fields that God threw in our lap, like said, hey, here you go. And aren't we all supposed to be just, you know, we're supposed to be tools for God. We're supposed to be instruments to push his message forward. And God literally put this in our lap, people that we don't, on a intelligence level of this topic, we don't belong in the same room as them. But God puts us in a place where we're allowed to use these people to further his message because we have a different skill set. God's put us in a place where we podcast. We've been around this information for most of our lives. We have, God put you in my life, Sean, as the tech wizard. Mike, you're in my life. I mean, you're my brother, but also you're an IT guy, IT wizard. And without my mom, I wouldn't be alive. So, I mean, all those things have to come into fruition for this to happen. He puts all that there, and then he puts the tools right in our lap for this to be the most amazing thing that maybe has ever been produced, because it's going to be done in a way that's never been done before. And I've told you this before. I've told you guys all this. There's so many good Christian documentaries, but they're written to Christians. It's the same material. It might be boring, but it's good stuff. It's just not produced and presented the right way. Our goal is to reach people that maybe are questioning, to reach people that are atheists, to reach people that have a different religious worldview, and just to show them, yes, there is a creator. Yes, there is only one true God. And that's what God has literally given he's given us the keys and said, here you go. It's right in front of you. Take it.
It's always like that, though. You know how many people have, I don't have to ask you, do you know how many people, all of us have that calling that's on our lives to do something. And it could be anything, you know, it can be something very big in our eyes, you know, our viewpoint. It could be something very small. It could be whatever, but how many of us would have stopped when the first three people didn't work out? How many would have lost steam? How many would have said, well, these things just aren't falling into place? So it's like that with everything. That's a whole nother topic, I know, but it's just a good indicator that, you know, we talked about this on the car ride up here. We're not in control. As much as we like to believe that we're in control, we're not. It's when we try to take the control that we lose the resources, that we lose the direction, that we're blind to see what God is putting right in front of us. It's when we release the control, when we take the step without knowing what's out there, without knowing what's next. You know, just like today, you go for one interview and you line up a complete, you don't line one up. It literally walks in front of you and says, hey, can I talk to you guys for a second? You know, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, the only reason that happens is because you're out doing what you feel led to do. And so, you know, we've done what we can to be resourceful, right? And to get the things together. And we're going to continue to do that. You know, it's not, you know, we're not just going to stand at the shovel and pray for a hole and then watch the ground, you know. You know, we're going to dig, shameless plug. And I think as long as you do that with anything that you're called toward, it doesn't matter what you understand, it doesn't matter what you have available, it doesn't matter how much talent you think you have or don't have, or how capable you are, or what rooms you believe you belong in with what people. We belong in that room. That would be what I'd challenge you. Maybe not on the knowledge, but we belong there or we wouldn't be there, you know. And so we belong to go toward our callings because there are callings. We feel called. You got to go. And if you don't, you have that sense of emptiness. And that's what's really cool, is because I get to, again, be the fly on the wall. You know, we're all following our personal callings, you know, but where I'm at, doing what I'm doing with this camera, with the different things I'm involved in, this is all off a whim. You know, it's just God putting one thing right in front of the next thing. But it's cool because you see how powerful listening to God is, because although I didn't get to meet your guys' dad, I'm still involved with something that he was so wrapped up in his calling and just walked relentlessly. I don't know him, but if he didn't do exactly that, we wouldn't be sitting here doing this, you know. So it's one of those things that you have to remember, whatever God puts on your heart, and sometimes he puts the big things, like going out, shooting a documentary completely in the dark, not knowing what we're, you know. This is the second documentary I've ever done, and the first one wasn't great, but I believe that this one will be.
It'll be amazing.
Yeah, no, the first one was cool. I liked it, but I think this one's going to be even better. You know, sometimes it's as easy as going to talk to somebody, but we shouldn't ignore those callings. You know, if God tells you to do something, you just don't understand the magnitude of what he's going to use it for. If you think about what you're going to do with it, that's a different, you're probably going to go bad because you're taking that control. But God can, we just had a discussion, and I think I told you, if God wants to use a period in the Bible to speak to me, he can. And it's just the smallest to the largest things you're called to do, you should pursue it. You should go after it. And if you're hearing this, then you should just take that as a sign to go do it.
Oh, I just don't think that any of us would have been here without any some kind of, like, not just you pushing me constantly and say, hey, you need to be involved in this. You need to be involved in this. Like, there's not an option. You're coming. I was like, all right, cool. But yeah, I mean, the different skill sets, everything, just not even the people that fall into our lap. It's just comes back to that ridiculously old phrase. You want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And none of this was our plan. Like, this was just, I didn't plan on taking a week off and coming down here, especially after a back injury and driving, like, what, 12 hours in a car alone, not knowing if I was going to have to like pull over to a hospital, but
no air conditioning.
No air conditioning in the middle of Texas. My
it's
thermometer
not even hot here.
Reading 108. but here we are. We're doing something amazing. We are all, you know, so far my biggest contribution wasn't even to the documentary. It was just to you getting your stuff turned in at work and recovering documents.
Well, the other part that was amazing was the humor you've brought to the night tonight. But
well, I you know what? I will say this. My humor is not had by all, but the humor that God creates from me, not the stuff that I think is funny, but the humor that God brings out of me and my situation does help everybody around me, which is great. But I still believe that, you know, I'm excited to see what I can contribute to what's coming ahead. And I'm excited to see what everybody brings to the table because, I mean, some of it's obvious, but some of it's just going to blow us away. I know that. And it's going to come together in such a cool way. We're going to look back and be like, didn't see that one coming, you know, like there we are. That's the coolest thing. I have this bag that I always had in the back of my car that had, just because I worked audio visual for so many years, and I would have this bag in there, and it was every cable, every connection, everything under the sun. And I think throughout my time of being involved in people's personal, I'll say relationships, because it's really just weddings. I've been in like, I think close to 30 weddings, and I've saved twice that many just by having that bag in the back of my car. I've converted video on the fly so it can play on a different device. Like it's been ridiculous. And so I've been prepping for disasters and like little things that are coming up. So like I've had this mindset where I'm just going to bring it all. And you know what? If it doesn't get used, it's fine. We got it all. And like I said, it's just going to be, it's going to be crazy to see what everybody brings to the table, and just to be able to contribute something is such an awesome thing. And you can tell God's been prepping us for it. We didn't know it, but he's been prepping us for not just this, but every moment he's going to guide us into. But this seems pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things coming together. So maybe I'll even write some music for this one.
Yeah, you should. We don't have any picked out.
I would love it.
I think it's really cool because, I mean, you know, I believe, Steve, you put a lot of pressure on the post-production of this because you tell everybody it's going to millions, and I love your energy about it.
But that's where it's going.
It reminds me a little bit of Alex Jones, but I love it about you. You're hype. And so it adds a lot of extra pressure. But I do think, obviously, my faith is in God, and if he wants to use this for one person or 1 million, I'm happy that we did it. And I'm already very thankful that we're doing it now, because this has been a really, you know, a really cool trip. And I don't think it's one that we'll forget, you know. So selfishly, we're getting a lot out of it already. It's already very fulfilling. And I hope... My hope is that translates over to the people that will get to watch this. And, you know, I don't want to get the Jesus pass on the production. I don't want it to, you know, people to just watch it because, you know, we're doing it for the Lord. I want people to watch this as people that cared about their calling and that they understood that everything that we have has been loaned to us by God, you know, talent, resource, everything has been loaned to us by the Lord. And I think that this is a form of stewardship that we go out and we do the absolute best that we know how to do. And, you know, today for a moment, I felt like I kind of failed at that because I was sharing with you, my mind just went blank for a moment. You know, I've been doing this for years and I'm just like, I'm standing there and I'm like, what's the first thing to do? What's the first, even when you told me, I was like, when I had you look at the angle, I told you about filming into the shadow side, right? And when you said that to me, I totally, that was an accident. I totally forgot the rule that you're supposed to just follow, but it just happened that way. So it's cool to steward what God has given us. And it's cool to have moments like that where it feels reckless and you don't know what you're doing, because that is what it is. Without God, none of that happens anyway. It doesn't matter how much is in my head. And so I'm kind of thankful for the times that he just wipes it for a moment, because that leaves me like, okay, God, well, you better do it then, because I don't even know what to do right now. But yeah, I'm rambling now. It's just, I'm excited for the project now. Usually it's after we're finished, and Steve's tried to get me hyped up for months now, and I've probably been a Debbie Downer a little bit, trying to keep him level, but that's why we're good friends. And so I'm excited now. I'm learning different things. I just had a whole conversation with my wife Erica, and I realize I'm out there nerding out about dinosaur tracks and stuff, and I'm like, who are you? What is happening?
That's amazing.
It. What's happening to you?
Love it. I think this is awesome. I think that's so cool that we're here and we're taking the step, because it's something that God told us to do. I think it's important when you think about these things that in your life, God's going to tell you to do certain things. You're going to feel a tug. You're going to feel a push. You're going to feel that. And that's God telling you to follow through on something. And if you aren't following through on that, God's going to keep at you. You just need to listen. There's so many things God can use you for. There's so many things that you can be part of his plan. And the crazy part is God doesn't need us, but he allows us to be part of that plan. Right mm-hmm. now, he is so just letting us come along for the ride in like the best possible way. But this is going to truly be something amazing that we will be in, not the wrong way, but proud to be part of it. And I'm not talking about pride in the way that, you know, the fall of Satan, you know, things of this nature, but I'm talking about proud in the way that we can say, you know, we are children of God. God allowed us to be part of his plan, and that we are following through on something he told us to do. So for once, because my life has been full of screw ups, and I've screwed up on many different things. But for once, you know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. For once, I know that we're on the right path. And I'm not saying other things haven't been that way, but this is something I've been so driven to. And I've known this has been something that we have to do for over a year now. And we've pushed, we've talked about it, we've planned, we've talked about it, we've planned. And now we're at the point where we see it coming to fruition. Like I said, it's happening. And it makes it completes me in some sense to know that, you know, our on this earth, there's a million things that we like to fill our heads with what's important to us. But that's not what's important to God. You know, we can't get stuck in the worldly side of things. So when we're following through on what God wants us to do, it's a different type of fulfillment that you cannot put into words. And that's something right now that I'm feeling that I haven't felt in a long time, as far as my spiritual walk, where I've tried so hard to try to get my walk right with God, which we all do. You know, we all fall short. God always forgives us. He always pulls us back in. But, you know, every week that I go and, you know, I try to read the Bible every day, then all of a sudden for a week I don't. And then, you know, and then you feel the repercussions of that. But when you actually follow through on what he's telling you and you actually do what he's wanting you to do, the fulfillment of that is something that you can't, it fills a hole in you that you have otherwise. Mm-hmm. So it's a truly amazing thing. And I just feel so blessed and amazing that not only I'm getting to do this with you guys, but that we're showing something that, you know, and Dad's looking down at this project and knowing that this is something that, you know, was coming. But the fact that we get to be a part of God's plan is the most amazing thing that you could ever ask for in your entire life, out of anything, to be allowed to be part of that plan. And that's what he's letting us do right now.
That just really, and I don't want to necessarily compare the situations, but I've always thought that the feeling that the disciples have after they get flogged and released and they go out and they celebrate that they were able to suffer in Jesus' name. And like I said, we're not suffering by any, well, just with the heat, but we're not suffering in this. This is an amazing thing to be part of, but that's what I've always, like, if I could feel that in any way, shape, or form. You know, like I want my name on it. I want to be there. I want to be in a trench, you know, fighting for what I believe in. And if this is as close as God's going to let me, I'm going to take it. Like, this is what we should all be striving for. And that feeling of fulfillment, not pride, but rejoicing that we're a part of something that's advancing it. Like, I think we misuse pride a lot for some of those feelings, but it's just being a part of, you know, the God's army, for any other way, shape, or form to put it, where we're just out there, you know, we're being Andrew Garfield in whatever the Hatchet Hill, or I can't remember what movie it is, the pacifist is running and grabbing people off the battlefield and bringing them back. We're trying to bring everybody back with us right now. And that's such a cool, like, for me, way to look at it.
I think it was Hacksaw Ridge.
Hacksaw Ridge. It was close.
Starring the great Andrew Garfield.
Did I say Andrew Garfield?
You said Andrew Garfield.
Okay, I did.
I was just doubling back. That's
he
a
was
great
a good
movie.
Spider-Man too, just in case anybody's wondering.
I'm really hoping none of my other people that listen to the movie podcast that I do are like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about at all. But no, I feel like this is as close as I can get. I'll always strive for more, but this is such a cool thing. It's probably the most I've felt like, hey, I'm out there now. Like, God said, okay, this is it. You know, I've been doing stuff your whole life. You know, he's been bringing you and you to the table for this moment. If this is it, if this is what what God had in store for us, then I'm there for it. I doubt it is, because he can just keep using everybody to the fullest of what they can be used for. But it's going to be an amazing thing. And if it does reach millions or just one, it's worth it either way.
For sure.
God said it's going to reach millions.
I'm not doubting you.
You know, I've been on this swimming pool kick for a while, you know, and I'm thinking about like the peak of your listeners don't know I've been on a swimming pool kick. It's too long of a story, but God has used me being a pool boy this summer to teach me a lot. And I'm pretty simple, if you hadn't put it together already. So it reminded me when you're talking about like the peak of what God is having you do. I think we miss that a lot. You know, I think that to God, any act of obedience is just as big as the next. Right. And so we are the ones that put the different tiers to it. But while we were putting our pull up this year, I thought about God and how I must have been in my, you know, like I'm my son in this situation. And for me, I'm like a representative of what God is in my life. And I've worked like so hard getting this pull liner down and doing all these things, and my son has only came over off the trampoline of body slamming his koala you know, every hour or so to make sure I'm still working hard. And at the end of it, when we got the pull liner done, he just looked down off the ladder and he's like, we did good, didn't we, Dad? But you know, it was that moment where I was like, we did do good, son, like, because he was a part of it, and it didn't matter at what part he was. It didn't matter if he was down there, you know, but just him being with me in that moment, he had that same feeling you're talking about. And so, yeah, it's like that on steroids right now for us, right? Because it's like when you hand the car keys over to your kid the first time, you're like, how about you? It's like that feeling of like, really? Like, I get to imitate who you are. I get to do the things I've seen you doing. That's what's really cool.
I think everything should be the peak for, you know what I mean? Like, if this is it, yeah, this is going at it like it is your peak every single time. Because if that's it and you treat it like that, I mean, you're just going to feel fulfilled every single time. It's like, if God led me to do this, this is it. This is what I was meant to do. Cool, you did it. What's the next thing? This is it. This is what God meant for me to do. And just keep tackling every single one. Because if... Never think you peaked, I guess. This is a bad way to say it, but I get what you're saying.
I totally understand what you mean, where it's like a situation where you're like, man, I can't wait until we're finished with the edit, right? And we can say, you know, look what we did, God. Isn't that cool? We did it together. You helped me get there. Look what we made, you know, with the resources you gave us and the opportunities, you know. So that's like kind of the pride feeling, you know. And I can't remember a time that my kids ever did anything. They got the feelings. I mean, I still remember my son bringing drawings to me that you couldn't even make out. And he was so excited to show me. And so that's kind of how I feel. I don't know what this is going to look like at the end or anything. And in my opinion, because I'm tainted by the world and other crazy talented people, I might be like, but I think that at the end, we're going to have that feeling of like, look at this, look at this. And so I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Anything else, Ma?
I just something that Sean said before is the fact that no matter what, you know, no matter what the day holds, like 30 years ago, I was in a Bible study and somebody said, when you get up in the morning, before you put your feet on the floor, you say, God, don't let me miss an opportunity that you have laid out for me today. And, you know, that's what this is. But it can be anything. And we're all God's tools in this world. And we should never miss an opportunity to be that witness for him.
That's This Day by Audio Adrenaline, by the way. You need to listen to that because that's exactly what that song's about.
That's not the first time I've been called a tool either, so.
I called you one tonight.
You did.
Yeah, no, seriously. I don't know why, but I'm listening to a lot of Audio Adrenaline lately because it's amazing. And all the classic stuff. And This Day, I would play that every morning driving into work. It's the first song I listen to. Which is kind of sad because when I'm already in the car driving down and it's like before my feet can hit the ground, I'm like, I'm already in the car, but it still counts. But it's that mentality is something I think to chase. And you're absolutely right. Is you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you do and think about absolutely is let me be what you need me to be today. And even if it's just working on me, let's do it.
Well, I hope you guys kind of enjoyed a look into what this is all about, what our plan is. And we've talked about it. I mean, we've talked about it on the dig. It's been out there. But I hope you guys get as excited as we are for this. And this project is going to be amazing. And when it finally is out, this is not going to cost anything for anybody. This is for everybody out there. This is to spread the truth to everybody who can hear it. And it's going to be brought in a different way than it's ever been before. It's going to be a very fresh take. And that's part of how Sean is so humble in his gifts that God's given him. It's part of that so humble in the way Mike and Mom and me that I don't deserve to be here, but God's allowing me to be part of it. And I think that's the whole thing. And that's the way you have to look at it and the way that you have to approach something like this, because as soon as you think it's you, then it's all downhill. So everybody just get ready. And in the meantime, think about it. What are the chances that it was either created or it evolved?
Spoiler alert. It was created.
Boom.
I guess we can just wrap it up.
And break.